week.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Friday, October the 21st, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the political violence that flared in Matobo and in Sizwe districts, Matabeleland South, earlier this week, ahead of tomorrow's by-elections. The Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, alleges that its members were beaten up by suspected ruling ZANU-PF supporters, leading to the hospitalization of many, including Member of Parliament for Bulawayo Metro, Honorable Jasmine Tofa, who sustained broken hands in the attack. And with villagers going to the polls to pick new councillors in Matobo's Ward 2 and in Sizwe's Ward 4 tomorrow, the CCC is alleging that the CCC is alleging that tensions are still high in the two districts, thereby erasing any chances of fair and free elections. But the ruling ZANU-PF, which counter-alleges that the violence was aimed at its members, says the situation is conducive for the polls tomorrow, adding the opposition is just scared of imminent defeat. The violence in the two districts has triggered concerns about next year's general elections, with the opposition and human rights activists saying ZANU-PF is prepared to deploy all forms of violence to deal with CCC caretaker leader Nelson Chamisa, whom they say presents a serious challenge to President Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF. Zimbabwe human rights campaigners attending a symposium of the African Commission for Human and People's Rights currently underway in Banjul, the Gambia, say they will raise the issue of violence in Matobo and in Sizwe and the general human rights situation, which they say is on the increase ahead of next year's elections. Those attending include officials of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, which say it will also raise the issue of incarcerated CCC members of parliament, Job Sikala and Godfrey Sithole, as well as 14 other opposition activists who have been languishing in a remand prison for the past 4 months after they were arrested on allegations of fomenting political violence in Nyatsime. Li chona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokufuthelana okubikwa lokhe kukhona eyinsiza laseMatobo kulandela udlakela oluqhamuke kulezi zigaba phambilini kokhetho lwe-council by-elections oluza kwenziwa kusasa. Ukhetho lolu ngolokudinga ukhansila ka-Ward 4 eyinsiza laku-Ward 2 eMatobo. Abebandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC bathi amalunga abo atshaywe ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF alimala kakubi kulezi zigaba ngesikhathi ekhankasela lolu khetho ngesonto langoMvulo. Kodwa abe-ZANU-PF labo bathi batshayiwe. Sikhuluma nje ibandla le-CCC lithi kulokufuthelana okukhulu ezigabeni zombili. Ngokunjalo, lithi kaliboni ukhetho lwakusasa lusiba ngolukhululekileyo. Konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zisithi zizakhuluma ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe emhlanganweni we-African Commission for Human and People's Rights oqale izolo eBanjul kwele The Gambia. Kwaziwaiva tereri nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk tirikutarisa nyaya yemirishonga yakaitika kuinsiza nekumatobo kumatebelelen South pakutanga pesondo rino pamberi pesarudzo dzekutsvaga makanzura enzimbo izi dzichaitwa mangwana. Bato retriple C rinoti nhengo dzaro dzakarohwa zvakaipisisa uye dzimwe dzacho dziri muzvipatara. Asi vezanu PF vanoti woo nhengo dzavo dzakarohwawo nenhengo dzetriple C. Bato retriple C rinoti vanhu munzvimbo idzi vava kutya kunovhota mangwana zvichitevera mhirizhonga iyi. Ukuwo vemasangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu anosanganisira reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights neReZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum vanoti vachataura nenyaya yemhirizhonga iyi uye kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe kumusangano weAfrican Commission for Human and People's Rights uyo wakatanga nezoro kuBanjul, The Gambia. And we begin our show tonight with opposition Triple C official in North America, Mr. Tim Muringai, joining us via Skype from the great state of Ohio. Mr. Muringai, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Mr. Ngomo.
By-elections are getting underway in Matobo and in Siza tomorrow amid these lingering tensions following the violence on Sunday and Monday. What are you expecting as the Triple C?
We're expecting nothing more than victory, but we know that ZANU-PF, like we have said previously, and the party members on the ground and our interim spokesperson spoke yesterday eloquently that ZANU-PF has nothing to offer but violence, but we expect a total victory tomorrow despite all these things.
Kodwa abebandla leZANU-PF baba Muringai ngoba sike sakhuluma le candidate yenu eyinsiza isithi kulokufuthelana okukhulu okulakho ukuphazamisa abantu okuzabe sabisa mhlawumbe bagcine bengasayi kuyavota kumbe okungenza bavotele iZANU-PF. Kodwa yona iZANU-PF ithi cha, akula kufuthelana okukhona umumo ulungele ukuthi kube lokhetho kusasa njalo ithi abantu bazavota bekhululekile.
Anti sakubona last week ngesonto abantu bedutshulwa bephonguzihambela bekhampena. So maizani ikhuluma ukuthi akula zakufuthelana, hayi lathi siyakwazi ukuthi ngamanga ngoba abalungu bathi yona a picture says a thousand words. Ma udubula utshaya abantu izimota zabulawa amawindi abantu abadala bakhululwa isigqoko and all that. Siyabona ukuthi izani yona le esiphelelwe ngama-ideas ifuna ukuforce abantu ukuthi ibayethusele ukuthi babavotele.
Siyabonga Muringai, and please do stay on the line as we welcome Mr. Masimba Mavaza, ZANU-PF official in the United Kingdom, but currently in Zimbabwe. Good evening, Mr. Mavaza. Tinogu gamuchira muchirongwa.
Good evening. Komo makadi ni makadi na pereni.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifara wo. Iti pinde muyaya iri mudariro nasi. Kuchaitwa sarudzo kuinsiza nekumatovo mangwana zvichitevera mhirizhonga yakaitika nemusuwe sondo nemusuwe muvhuro uye bato retriple C riri kuti rakarohwa nenhengo dzenyu. On top of that iri kuti triple C pachine kutya vanhu vari kutya kunovhota mangwana kana kuti vava kutya kuvhotera triple C zvichitevera mhirizhonga iyi. Muri kuti chiionei nyaya iyi?
Chekutanga vangomo ndechekuti pakaungana vanhu panongoitwa nemishonga vanhu vakaita nemishonga vanenge vaungana hatana nevatumwa vanhu vangoita umusarina sevanhu vasangana mumugwagwa chepiri dambudziko rakaitika kumatinoti harisi dambudziko rekuti akatuma zanupf akatuma vanhu vanhu vezanupf sekuzavamboita vagomo kuti we are the most peaceful people on earth aitofamba murunyararo vakadenwa nenhengo shomashoma dzetbc rezanupf vakandogoda kunge zvita zvibhadhara zvavaipiwa mukuzvitana imomo kubva kabvaruka hembe vaakuchema ndevaroga asi hakuna akakubatichinorova vanhu and hatingarove vanhu nokuti tiona kuti vativhotiri saka elections are going on and hakuna anorova kuballot box and kana pane munhu anotaura kuti zanupf in violent yakarova munhu can vote as well if they want but we are going to win why because vanhu vanozviziva kuti vanhu vetpc mbc nemitupo yavo yese yese yavanayo vane tsika yekunyeba kana pakuenda kumaelections vane tsika yekuchema yatingati evictim card we cannot survive we cannot have a country kana muri kuenda kumusangano muri kuenda kupati muri kuenda kuvote hamusi kuenda kuchurch it's politics saka ukatsikwa ukanzi sori sori ngatendirimberi hatingabva tapfugama tonamata zuva rese nekuti munhu waana angotsikwa aakunyeba kuti handitsikwe ndirotibut saka hatindi kutoda kuti chinyangadza zita renyika nezita repati edu nekuda kwevanhu vanotinyebera kuti varohwa hakuna nhirizhonga yakaitsikwa vanhu vanenge vangonetana mumugwagwa vanhu vanorwa havana kutumwa nezanupf uyezve makada kumbofunga vangu omo kuti munhu aendaroa hembe abvaruka saka yangorowa hembe
asi vamavaza mhirizhonga yakaitika uyezve vanhu vakarohwa vanosanganisira mumiriri webulawayo metro kudare reparamende amai Jasmine Tofa avo vakadambuka kana kuti vakadambuka maoko ese kutaura kuno vanga vari muchipatara mhene kuti vachiri muchipatara asi we have seen those injuries we have seen several TPC members with various injuries zvichitevera mhirizhonga iyoyo saka we cannot say kuti mhanyepo kuti pane vanhu vakarohwa
tingashova tinoremera vatenzi vebasa vakomana vanhu vetpc vataravakaara vakadonda vaakutiza vanhu vevatevaakuuya kuti vabvunze kuti ko hondo yatambira papi munhu itai kampeni yenyu weadoing our campaign peacefully and do yours in the process yekutiza nekusandidzirana ndopavakakwara vakadona havana kurohwa and mainjuries avo are not consistent with an assault they are consistent with falling so munhu akura nesimba shoma exercise haipo matupa anotyoka ukadona
komotokari dzakaiswa jecha mumainjini
aiwa uku kunenge vakutaura kwekungochema kwetbc vanzwa nekuchema ukanzwa matauriro anga tbc kuti kune violence muzimbabwe ungatofunga kuti dziri kuhondo hakuna kana zvakadaro is just a skirmishes the few skirmishes dzakaitika dzikatera saka hatina dambudziko it never happened in that way in the middle.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Mavaza, and please do stay on the line. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Beng Taylor posiye kukefu, but my producers are not ready with that. We have our third guest on the line, but before I introduce him, let's go back to Ubaba Uti Muringai. Iva Muringai mrugunzwa zuri kutaurwa navamavaza. Hanzi murikunyepa stereka pana mhirizhonga yakaitika avo vakatsemuka tsemuka hanzi vakadona.
No PF, because into iqakathekileyo is to tell the truth. It's always important to tell the truth. So how do they explain the windows being broken from the TPC members who were just campaigning peacefully. How do they block roads, which is on video? You see, if Mr. Mawaza saw the videos, I think he'll come up with another explanation. So the issue right now in Zimbabwe, like we have said before, is to accept that there's a problem in Zimbabwe. And we saw, like you have eloquently said, that MP for Bulawayo Metro, Honorable Tofa, has both broken arms and she's just had surgery. Last night in Chirumanzi, people were being intimidated. Today, we've heard reports that people in Gurue have been told that they're not going to get fertilizer. So, ZANU-PF, they have already told us before, when Mugabe was still their leader, that they have PhDs in violence. It's nothing new. So Mr. Mawaza is not being honest and truthful. We know that violence is the way that they operate because they have no solution to the crisis on the ground.
We are now joined by our third guest. That's a human rights lawyer, Kennedy Masiye. Thank you so much. And by the way, Mr. Masiye is joining us from the great state of Texas here in the United States. Vamasiye, tukona kuti vamwe venyu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu veZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, veZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, vari kumusangano wekodzero dzevanhu weAfrican Commission for Human and People's Rights, uyo akatanganezuro kuBanjul, the Gambia. Vari kuti vachange vachikurukura vachataura nenyaya yemhirizhonga yeZimbabwe uye kuchikora kwekodzero dzevanhu kwavanoti kuri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa. Pane zvamuri kuona zvichiitika here? Pane matanho amuri kuona achitorwa neAfrican Union kana vakataura nenyaya yekuZimbabwe?
Ya, tinoona kuti kutaura kwenyaya yeviolence zvinochinja maonero evanhu variko kumusangano uyu, kuti vanyatso kuona chokwadi yezvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, kuti violence iya yatanga zvekare takunangana nemaelections kudai. Tinoziva kuti African Union nana SADC namapato ariko kumusangano uyu, mapato kauti hurumende dzeziri chizouyawo kuzoongorora kuzoongorora maelections kuZimbabwe. Saka zvinhu zvakanaka kuti nyaya iyi itaurwe, kuti kana ivo vehurumende yeZimbabwe variko kumusangano uyu vaoneswewo kuti zvavari kuita kana kuti the lack of protection yevanhu vari kukambena kunofanwa kuongororwa, and kunofanwa kuti vaprotete marights evanhu vachienderana nebumbiro remutemo riri muZimbabwe.
And how would you characterize the human rights situation in Zimbabwe currently, Mr. Masiye?
The human rights situation in Zimbabwe has deteriorated seriously. And the main cause of concern is that ZANU-PF or the government continues to perpetuate impunity. When violence happens, we see that the government officials, ZANU-PF members, they seem to condone violence. They are not seen to be condemning violence, even though they want to hide that these are isolated cases of violence. But we have seen that there's a pattern that has developed since last year. We have seen it in February, in March, when the CCC started. The violence is now escalating, and this is a very cause of concern. And it's likely that probably we're going to see a high level of violence like never seen before if this sort of violence is not kept right now.
Ndidzokere kunava Masimba Mavaza veZANU-PF. Mr. Mavaza, there is a growing concern that the police in Zimbabwe are biased ZANU-PF, and those raising this concern say that if indeed the CCC was involved in the violence in Matabeleland South, kutaura kunoku, the culprits would have been arrested, just like what happened to Job Scala and others, not to say that they are guilty of any crime. Saka vari kuti vamwe the fact kuti mapurisa hapana munhu ati asungwa kuMatabeleland South, it simply means kuti ZANU-PF were the perpetrators in this violence, because dai kuri ve TRPC dai vakatosungwa kudara. How do you respond?
You see, whoever is saying that another potential from so they need some treatment. The first thing is there has been some skirmishes, not violence as you are calling it. And number two, the police work on investigations. They are investigating on what happened, who are the perpetrators, and they will be arrested. Now, the problem with the treatment is that when the police become arrest quickly, you complain quickly. George Scala and his crew made noise, killed people, destroyed houses in Tunisia. When they were arrested, they are now crying and saying it's political. When the police take time to arrest, take time to investigate, they now say, why are you not arresting? That means they are very better. No, the police don't work on the whim of a party. The police don't work on the whim of ZANU-PF. The police work on the whim of the police. They are the police. They are not a party. Again, I want you to understand one thing. ZANU-PF is the political party, but it is the ruling party. So the ruling party is the government, and the government has got the assets which it uses. That includes the police, the army, and everything. They are not used by ZANU-PF as a party. They are used by a ruling governing party. So it is bad news that we are the ruling party, and we have those powers. But we do not abuse. We cannot beat one or two women out there. We can beat the oil if we want to, but we are not a violent party. Now, the second point, let me respond to Advocate Masia. Firstly, let not Masia hide on the being a human rights lawyer. Masia is the chairperson of TRPC in Texas. So he's talking there as TRPC. So whatever Masia has been saying and accusing ZANU-PF of being violent, he's not talking as a lawyer, because lawyers don't accuse without evidence. He was talking as a TRPC chairman, and TRPC has no structure. I don't even know what is the chairing. Because it has no party, it has no structure, there is no leadership, there's nothing but violent thugs who then call themselves chairpersons wherever they are. The only people with positions in TRPC is Samisa and Mahere. Everybody else, Chamika says, they are called citizens. So that citizen called Masie, he must not lie just to talk as a lawyer. He's talking as a TRPC member, and he must see the difference between a lie and the truth.
Okay, we will give Mr. Masie a chance to respond, Vamavaza, but we invited him here as a human rights lawyer. Just like yourself, you wear many hats. Munombo Taura is an analyst. Munombo Taura semuno is ZANU-PF. Saga, you know, panema parameters, yeah, panema those differences. But Mr. Masia will respond for himself. But for now, igatengi yegu baba, umuringai. Namzara Muringai, we are muzu ya kulumu babu mabaza. We are insisting to kubanga le violence, insisa. Utokube kona na maskimishis, I don't know how you differentiate between the two.
So I think that's when we have a solution. But Yabonu Mabaza, I think because he's in Zimbabwe, he's speaking for his supper. So he'll never tell you the truth, which is number one. Number two, his own commissar, or whoever they call him, Mumu Danube, is on record saying that the headmen in Chirumanzi have sold out, so they will face some consequences. So I don't know which world he lives in, Mr. Mawaza. He's trying to be a ZANU-PF political analyst. Then he comes to the CCC and he says, Mr. Masia is not who he's saying he is. And then he comes and he says, oh, no, there's no violence. So, you know, you cannot believe somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about when there's evidence that we can all see. I think he should just stick with the ZANU-PF narrative and not try to qualify people's positions and where they belong. Thank you.
Siyabonga, for those that have just joined us, please note, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And of course, there is no live talk without the listener input. Silomlalele cingweni tine mtereri. Good evening, caller.
Yebo baba.
Ilinjani?
Siyaphila ninjani Daniel?
Hayi siyaphila. Singenele kuhlelo sikhuluma ngodaba lodlakela akusiphi umbono wakho.
Yebo kodlakela siyakhala kakhulu ngento eyenziwa izanu. Siyakhala kakhulu ukuthi kambe kuzabe yizweni njani njalo nje izani ihlukumeza abantu. Kambe siyabe sisezweni ngelinjani izwe okungafuni ukuthi abantu senze into ngokukhululeka. Asikhululeke ukuhambeni asikhululeki akufuzanga sikhulume ukuthi sithanda yiphi party. Asinto eright ezwa izani. Ukuthi bangabantu abanjani abangakuboniwe inkokheli ezinjani ezingakuboniwe konke lokho. Kanti into okuthiwa yi-free and fair yini kahle kahle. Kufuze kwenziwe njani. Angithi kumele umuntu azikhethele into oyithandayo. Pho ngoba laphana kakula nto oyithandayo abantu bachayiwe balimela abantu basezibhedlela manje. Njengoba besezibhedlela kuthiwani ngalokhu. Izanu kayingeni yiyo kambe ye-reporter. I-reporter amanga. Since abantu lokhu yaqala kudala nge-cookaround la manje futhi. Sokuyi-triple C. Sem-cookaround futhi.
Wayi
mina umongameli engakhuzi.
Aha, hayi siyabonga ukungena uhlelo baba.
Siyabonga nathi baba.
Aha, ah ngumlaleli liyamuzwa uyasikhulumela lapho. Vama siyendizo kere kwa muri ndofunga muno da ku responda to what Mr. Mabazo was saying about you.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't think I'm going to respond to Mr. Mavaza. He comes to me as someone who's not honest and is not decent. So therefore, whatever he said about me does not deserve the decency of a response. But I'm going to talk about the issue that is at hand right now. Political violence is bad for governance. A political violence that does not show that Zimbabwe is a democratic country. And if this issue is not dealt with, surely a lot of people are going to lose their lives and things are not going to look good. The police need to investigate these cases thoroughly, and the government through ZANU-PF does not need to interfere with the investigations from the police. So we need an independent police to investigate these political violence skirmishes. We need those who have perpetrated political violence to be arrested and brought before the court of law and have their day in court, so that people can have confidence, people can feel safe as they go to the ballots. We don't want to come here on public shows through the media and start throwing mud at each other when people are suffering back home. People are suffering, they are crying out loud that we need peace so that we can vote for political parties of their choices, which is a constitutional right. So I'm not going to respond to Mr. Mavaza on the personal attacks, but I'm just going to advise him to please consider people's lives in Zimbabwe and not politic with people's lives at the expense of expedience.
Go Ganatichi, considering the many presidents that are out there, Mr. Masie, of the way the police deal with CCC members or the opposition. We know of a man who threatened Mr. Chamisa publicly, as an UPF member who said Chamisa must be killed. I believe nothing has happened to him to date, up to now. Murukuona here pachiita difference this time around, maybe the police tichimaona achisunga vanhu vakarwa vanhu kuinsiza nekumatoko.
Well, tichiona nezviri kuitika iko zvino tona senge hapana chinga chinje kana pakaramba pachiita interferences ani PF. Tinoona kuti Bongeni Ncube akakurawo kukwekwe. To date hatisataona munhu atasungirwa nyaya iyoyo. Kuinsiza takaona vanhu achirohwa zvekare, tikuona zvekare. Hapana chaitwa nemapurisa. Tikada kutarisa masure uko, tine nyaya dzakawanda dzakaitika dzevanhu vakaurawa nenyaya dzemhirizhonga, kusanganisira vanhu vakaita sana Tundira Indira kudhara, but hapana kana docket kana munhu akambosungwa. Saka nezvatikuona zvichiitika izvi, tinoona senge ZANU-PF iri kuita dig deep into culture yavo yeviolence isina kunakira.
Thank you there, Mr. Masia. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests, Mr. Tim Muringai, of the Triple C, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, as well as human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers. Good night, Zimbabwe. I am Tungameli Nkomo.